I don't want to take away any of our precious time. I just want to thank Rav Weiss very much for the privilege, giving us the privilege to take our preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, for Shavuos, another great step forward through the Shir tonight on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We also want to mention that tonight's Shir is Le'iloi Nishmas Rasha Bas Shmuel Eliyahu. We should all be zocha to be Mekabel Torah Ba'ava Ubomek. Thank you, Rav Weiss, very much.
We're together again, and this time it's barely a week before Chag HaShavuos, Yom Kabbalah Satorah. And what would be more natural than a week before Shavuos to be dealing with the sugya of mitzvahs, Talmud, Torah? I don't remember whether I was here in the past before Shavuos, whether we ever discussed these sugyas. In the sugya in Kiddushin Daf Choftes, which is probably the most basic sugya dealing with Talmud Torah throughout the Shas, we find that there are two different mitzvahs, learned from two different sources. A person is mechuyev to learn Torah. Talmud Torah is one of the most central and important mitzvahs we have, maybe the most important, if somebody could possibly say which is the most important mitzvah. At the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, Chazal say, the question was asked, Talmud Gadol or Masa Gadol? Talmud Gadol, she Talmud Mevi L'day Maisa. Every day in the morning we say, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is Keneged all other Tofrei Shud Beis Mitzvahs. So one could actually say that Talmud Torah is the most central and important of all mitzvahs. So on one hand, there's a mitzvah to learn. Every person has to learn Torah. And the source of this mitzvah is, V'limadatam oisam, u'shmartam la'asoisam. A person has to teach Torah. Teach Torah to his children. V'limadatam oisam es v'neichem. A person is also obliged to teach Torah, not only to his children, but to Talmidim. Harbotzes Torah is incumbent, is a chiyuv, is a mitzvah upon each and every one of us. The source of this mitzvah is Vishinantam Lavanecho, and the Sefri says Vishinantam Lavanecho, Elo HaTalmidim. Obviously, we would assume that pshat is, if the kavan of the posik is children, well, there already is another posik, V'rimadetam Oisim Es B'neichem. So why does the Torah say once again, V'shilantem Levanecho? So in Sefri, Chazal explained, Talmidim Kruyim Bonim. And I think that is the way we should feel towards our Talmidim, as if they are our children. And therefore Chazal teach us that the Chiyuv to teach Torah, to disseminate Torah, the Lamed Torah to Talmidim is learned from the Posek V'shilantem Levanecho, Benecho, meaning not only biological children, but spiritual children, Talmidim, Shikuyim, Bonim. Are these three mitzvahs? Is Talmud Torah defined as three different mitzvahs, or is Talmud Torah one mitzvah? And like many other mitzvahs, this mitzvah has various components, various parts, various inyonim. This is a machlokes rishonim. In Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam, we will only find one out of the Taryag, which is dedicated to Talmud Torah. And that is mitzvah to say Yud Aleph. And in that mitzvah that Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah Lilmoid Torah Ulelamdo. Both of these tzivuyim, chiyuvim, are included in the same mitzvah. And in the footsteps of the Rambam, the Smag, mitzvah to say Yud Beis, Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Tov Yutes. And these three three Rishonim, each of them writing a Sefer Mitzvahs of his own, we find that all various Chiyuvim of Talmud Torah, Harbotzes Torah, are included in the same Mitzvah. On the other hand, the Smak were both Mebalei HaTosfos, Sefer Mitzvahs Godol, written by the Moshe Mekutzi, the Smak of Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, written by Rabbi Yitzchok Mikul Bil. And in the Smak we find two different mitzvahs, Kuf Hei and Kuf Vav. Kuf Hei is the mitzvah Lilmoid Torah, derived from the Pasuk, V'nimadatam Oysam U'shmartam La'asoysam. Kuf Vav is the mitzvah Lalamed Torah. So Lilmoid is one mitzvah, Lalamed is another mitzvah. And the mitzvah Lalamed includes teaching Torah to children and to Talmidim. And right together with the Smak, we find the same shita in Rasag, Sefer Mitzvahs de Rabbeinu Sadigon, Mitzvahs Aseh Yudalat Ezvav, and a Sefer HaYoreim. The Yoreim, another of Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Elazar Memetz. In Yoreim we also find two different mitzvahs, Reish Chofei and Reish Nun Dalet. One is the mitzvah to learn Torah, to study Torah, and the other, the mitzvah to disseminate Torah. But the common denominator of these three sources is that children and Talmidim are basically the same mitzvah. Only one of the Rishonim, and that is Halachas Gedolos, counts three different mitzvahs. One, to learn yourself. Two, to learn with your children. And three, to teach Torah l'chol doresh, l'chol mevakesh. Arbotzes Torah the Talmidim, according to the Bahagi, is a mitzvah in its own. I don't know when you learned Kiddushin in the yeshiva, and if you did learn Kiddushin, I don't know whether you got to the sugya daf chof tes, but in that sugya, and in the first perek of Hilchos Talmud Torah l'Rambam, in Halacha Gimel, we find that there is a basic distinction between Choyves HaTalmud L'Pnoi and Choyves HaTalmud L'Talmidoi. A father is responsible to teach his children Torah even at the expense of money. B'Sachar, Chayavodim L'Lamed B'Noi B'Sachar. But a person does not have to teach Talmidim B'Sachar. Teaching Talmidim is Choyves HaGuf. Teaching your children Torah is, besides Choyves HaGuf, is a responsibility. A father is responsible. He has to see to it that his children have a fair chance, that they learn Torah. And if he can't do it himself, he has to pay. He has to pay for teachers, for malamdim, for rabbeim, that they should do the job that he isn't doing himself. This distinction is very clear on the Gemara and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Does this prove that L'lamed L'bnoi V'lamed L'talmido is two different mitzvahs? At first glance, maybe that would be our assumption. Lo behechreach, not necessarily. One could still argue, both these chiyuvim are included in the same mitzvah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they must have the same dinim, the same definitions. Even though teaching Torah is one mitzvah, and this mitzvah includes teaching Torah to your children, teaching Torah to others, Arbotzes Torah l'Talmidim, it doesn't necessarily mean that they must have the same dinim, the same halachas. Teaching your children is a far greater responsibility and obligation, a far greater chiyuv than disseminating Torah to Talmidim. Because, well, the basic unit is your own family, your own children. If you won't care for your children, who will? And therefore, teaching Torah to your Talmidim is a greater chiyuv, and you are required to do so even by paying others to teach them, a requirement that we do not find by Talmidim. And maybe the explanation would be a very simple one, because your kids are your kids whether you teach them or not, and therefore your responsibility to teach your kids Torah is based on the fact that they are your children. But how would one say, Chayavodim L'lamed L'Talmidoi B'Sachar? Well, if you can't teach him yourself, then obviously he's not your Talmud. If he's not your Talmud, you don't have a Chiyav L'Lamdoi. How could one say a person is Mechuyav L'Lamed L'Talmidim B'Sachar? How many Talmidim and who will they be? Who shall they be? And therefore, in practicality, One could argue that it's not shayach to say that a person is chayav lelamed talmido b'sachar, and therefore, this distinction, this halachic distinction, doesn't in any way prove that the chiyuv to teach talmidim and your chiyuv to teach children are two chiyuvim and not one. So basically, first, what we noted is a machlokes, sholosh machlokes v'dovar. Whether the various chiyuvim we have in Talmud Torah are defined as different mitzvahs, or Shittas HaRambam, Talmud Torah is one mitzvah, even though there are various details in this mitzvah. Lilmoid, Lalamed Lebenoi, Lalamed Talmidoi. Some of the Rishonim maintain that we're dealing with two different mitzvahs. And Halachas Gedolos, at least one of the Rishonim maintains that we're dealing with three different mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah is the first sefer that was written and printed by the Gershaz, Reb Shneur Zalman of Ladi, the first Rebbe in the Lubavitcher dynasty. One of the great halachic works, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he maintains that Limud HaTorah and Yediyas HaTorah are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is learning, regardless of what you might understand or what you might remember. Etzem HaTalmud is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And there's a separate mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. You have to do your utmost to be a scholar, to be a Talmud Chochem, to remember, to understand. Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah, the darkoi of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav are two different mitzvahs. And this is a shitta which always surprised me, because when we check the Rishonim, the Rambam, all the sources I quoted, we do not find two different mitzvahs, one being Etzem HaTalmud, Limud HaTorah, and a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo of Yediyas HaTorah. Rabbi Saul Salanter, in the famous Sefer, Or Yisroel, the Sefer wasn't actually written by Rabbi Saul Salanter. I think there are very few things written by Rabbi Saul Salanter. This Sefer was published by Rabbi Zera Petterburger, one of the greatest of Rabbi Saul's disciples. In Sefer Or Yisroel, Simon Chov Zayin, Rabbi Saul Salanter writes, that in the midst of Talmud Torah there are two inyonim, but both are included in the same basic mitzvah, Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah. So Rabbi Saul argued that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah we know from the Pasuk Vahogisa bo yoimam v'layla. Vahogisa bo, you gotta learn. The mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah is based on Vishinantom Levonecho, and we all remember the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed, when Chazal say, Vishinantom, a new interpretation. You should have the clarity of Talmud Torah, the depth of understanding. So from Vishinantam, we know the Indian of Yediyas HaTorah, and from Vahogiso, we know that there's a mitzvah of learning. You gotta learn. And the more you learn, the greater your mitzvah is. I don't think that the source of Talmud Torah is from Vahogiso. I just want to note that Vahogiso is not in Torah's Moshe, it's Perek Aleph of Sefer Yehoshua. So would the mitzvah of Talmud Torah only be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, not a mitzvah d'oraisa? I don't know why the Rebbe Salanter had to reach to Perek Aleph of Sefer Yehoshua to find the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah zu nichpolo harbe po'omim in Torah's Moshe, v'limadetem moysom, u'shmartem la'asoysom. So, we have many sources for Talmud Torah. There's one source that proves primarily the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, the inyan of Yediyas HaTorah, and that is Vishinantam, Shiyu, Divrei Torah, Mechudodim, Bificho. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav argues that we're dealing with two different mitzvahs. Rabbi Saul argues it's one mitzvah, two inyanim. And in my opinion, no. It's one mitzvah, and there are no two inyanim. One mitzvah and one inyan. But maybe the mitzvah and the inyan are not the same. The mitzvah and the inyan are not the same. Because to the best of my understanding, if we want to define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is Lilmoid Kedei Ladat. The mitzvah is Talmud. There could be no mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. If a person is a great scholar, a great Talmud Chochem, or if he's a very minor Talmud Chochem, is he mekayem a mitzvah every minute, every second, every macrosecond? I mean, how many mitzvahs does he have throughout the day? And what is the mitzvah? Just being a scholar, having knowledge, could that be defined as a mitzvah? Yediyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only Talmud. The mitzvah is Talmud. But the reasoning of the mitzvah, the background, the basis, the inyan is Yediyas HaTorah. Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah Tov Yutes. Might there be a Minchas Chinuch or a Sefer Chinuch in this room? When the Sefer HaChinuch defines the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch is Lilmoid Chochmas HaTorah Ulelamdo Kedei Ludas. We have to learn, we have to teach, in order that we should all know how to perform the mitzvah to say, and how to steer clear of the lavim. That is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In many different sugyas, in many different shiurim, I make an effort to explain that in many mitzvahs, we have the ma'isa mitzvah, and we have the ma'us, the ma'us, the essence of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is one and only, and it is clear as Shemesh Betzoraim. You gotta learn. The more you learn, the greater your mitzvah is. But essentially, the inyan of this mitzvah is to understand and to know. So the lashon of the chinuch is mitzvah sasei lilmed chokhmas atoira ulelamdo kelomar keitzad nasa hamitzvus v'nishmo mimashe menanu hakel mimeno. We have to learn, we have to teach, so that we may understand keitzad nasa hamitzvus keitzad nishmor mimashe menanu hakel mimeno uledas gam kein mishpatei atoira al kivun hu emes. So it is very clear from the formulation, from the nusach of the Sefer HaChinuch. The mitzvah is to learn. The essence of the mitzvah, the reasoning is to know, to understand. So contrary to what Shulchan Aruch Rav argues, that there are two different mitzvahs, Talmud Lechud, Yediyas HaTorah Lechud, and Rabbi Saul says, no, it's one mitzvah, but there are two different inyanim, Talmud and Yediyah. I think it's one mitzvah and one inyan, but the mitzvah and the inyan are not the same. The mitzvah is to learn, the inyan is to understand, to know, to have the knowledge. And that is the basic chiyuv. There's a tremendous question, and I dealt with this question many times, b'torah shebal peh and b'torah shebichsav. We all are familiar with the klal of oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah, right? Did anybody ever deal with the sugya, b'oimek a sugya, oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah? If a person is busy with a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is he potter of a mitzvah d'oraisa? Does anybody know the answer? The answer is yes. Even when he is occupied with the mitzvah d'rabbanan, he's potter melakai mitzvah d'oraisa. If he's in the middle of the kiyum of a mitzvah she'ena oiveres, is he potter mitzvah oiveres? And the answer is once again, yes. Oisik b'mitzvah she'ena oiveres, potter mitzvah oiveres. There is only one mitzvah in which this rule does not apply. And even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, he has to be mevatel that mitzvah to be mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Which is that mitzvah? To our surprise, he has to be mevatel which? To be mekayim the other. Right. A person has to be mevatel Talmud Torah if Zman Tvila comes, but not only Tvila. A person has to be mevatel Talmud Torah for any of the mitzvahs שאי אפשר לקיימם על ידי החיירים. That's a gemara my kutin daf tes. It's a gemara Shabbos daf yud alef. Shabbos daf yud alef. Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverov did not be mevatel Talmud Torah for Tvila, but they did for Kriya Shema, because Kishmas d'oraisa. Anan, Rav Yochanan says, we were not in the dog of Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his chaverim, and therefore we are obliged to be mevatel Talmud Torah for Tvila. Tvila is the rabbanon. Talmud Torah d'oraisa. So how could one understand that the greatest of all mitzvahs, the most important of all mitzvahs, in the introduction to the day shir, I brought Divrei Chazal, Talmud Torah keneged kilo. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. So how is it that the greatest mitzvah is the only one that is put aside for the observance of any other mitzvah, even for a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Why is Talmud Torah the only mitzvah to which the rule of Isaac mitzvah does not apply? This is the question asked in the Yerushalmi. In Brochas Dav Ches in Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Haloimit shalom and aslasois noach lo ilu nefchu shul yosoy al pono v'lo yatsa la'avir ha'olam. So basically what we learn from this Yerushalmi is that it is true that Talmud Torah is more important than any other mitzvah. But why is it so important? Only because Talmud Torah is the basis of observance of all other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is the key. The key to Shleimus, the key to Avodas Hashem, because without learning, you cannot know. And without knowing and understanding, you cannot perform. How could a person be Mekayem mitzvahs without knowing what these mitzvahs are, how we should observe them, what are the Chelkei HaMitzvah, what is the Kavonas HaMitzvah? Talmud Gadol, she Talmud Mevi L'dei Ma'is. And therefore, Talmud Torah is the only mitzvah that doesn't override any other mitzvah. So, this seems to be a paradox. On one hand, Talmud Gadol, Talmud Torah Kenaged Kilum, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. On the other hand, each and every one of the mitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs D'Oraisa, even the mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, overrides Talmud Torah. Because every mitzvah is more important than Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah is more important than all the mitzvahs combined. Because the reason that Talmud Torah is so basic, so central, so important, is because Talmud Torah is the key to the kiyum of all other mitzvahs. So Talmud Torah is the means to the end, which is kiyum mitzvahs. And therefore, each mitzvah, any mitzvah, overrides Talmud Torah. So this only proves what I made very clear before, that the essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah is not etzema Talmud, but Yediyas HaTorah. Because Yediyas HaTorah is the key to kiyum mitzvahs. And that is what gives Talmud Torah its importance and its centrality. And therefore, lo kidivri shulchan ocharam, lo kidivri oy yisroel, lani es daiti. The mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The inyan is Yediyas HaTorah. Now, I do not mean to say that Yediyas HaTorah is the only factor to determine whether you have a mitzvah or not. Many people sit and learn, sometimes at a very old age. And there is a certain stage in life which your mental capacity is such that you don't even remember much of what you're learning. I don't want to discourage you. Maybe what I'll say now is more encouragement than discouragement. I mean, I remember what I learned when I was in your age. I already forgot what I probably learned 3 months ago. So, would one say, when you learn, and you don't remember, or you learn in a way, you learn something you learned 100 times already. So, would I argue that that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah because it doesn't further, it doesn't enhance Yediyas HaTorah? If we define mitzvahs Talmud Torah, lilmoid kedei lodas, does that mean that any Talmud that doesn't enhance your memory, your understanding, your appreciation of Torah, do I mean to say that's not a mitzvah? No, definitely not. That would be a terrible mistake. Anything you learn, any way you learn, any time you learn, you're Mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Not always does the essence determine the specific halachas of a mitzvah. And this is a very basic principle I explained many, many times, even if we do know the mahus of a mitzvah. Not only is the mahus koiveya protei hadin, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Whatever you learn, however you learn, whenever you learn, whether you will remember or not, whether you really delve into the depth of understanding or not. Some people say Zohar even though they don't understand. Some Achroinim argue that when you learn, even if you don't understand anything, nevertheless you still Mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Maharal. The Maharal in Perek Ches, Mem Ches, and Sefer Gevuos Hashem, and the Mogen Avraham in Simen Mem Zayin and Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. So, there are Achroinim that maintain, when you learn your Mekayem the mitzvah, even if you don't understand, you definitely don't have to understand deeply or profoundly to be Mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Whenever you learn, whatever you learn, however you learn, you have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But still, we could say quite confidently, quite clearly, that the essence of mitzvah Talmud Torah is Yediyas HaTorah. That is clear from the Yerushalmi. It is clear from the Bavli. Talmud Godo, so Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa. It is clear from many, many other sources. There is a very basic question that almost every Ben Torah asks, one stage or another. And I'm sure that the Rambam of this yeshiva probably addressed this question very many times with their wonderful Talmidim. Is it better to learn more hours, even though you're very tired, or learn less hours with more clarity of mind? Some wonderful Bnei Torah are up very late by night. They get up very early in the morning. And when they learn, sometimes they're very tired. You just fall asleep on your Gemara. Maybe it would be better to sleep another hour or two and be fresher and have more clarity, learn less, but maybe you'll achieve more. So what? Ezo derech yishora, sheyovo lo yodom. What would be better to do? So there's a taz, a fascinating taz, in Eben Ezra Siman Chofei. And the taz explains a posik. It definitely is drash and not pshat. But the principle is more important than the pshat. The posik in Tehillim. Shav lechem eshkim akum, ma'ach leishoves, oich leilechem u'atzovim, kein yitin liyedid oisheino. The taz says that this posik deals with people like the ones I described just a few moments ago. People that are up very late at night, they get up very early in the morning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, actually David HaMelech says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shav lechem meshkim ekum, ma'ach leishoves. It's a pity, you know, it's a pity, you guys. You get up so early in the morning, you're up so late at night, lechem atzovim, you don't even have time to eat properly because you're such great masmidim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. Kein yitin liyedidei sheino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, מפרגן לידידים הטובים שלו לישון, you know, sleep another hour or two, take your time, but when you learn, learn with more clarity of mind, and in that way you might achieve more than what you are achieving when you're constantly tired and fatigued and you won't even remember or understand what you're learning. And even though the pshat is an interesting pshat, it definitely is drash. Rashi's perish on the pshat is very different than the pshat of the Taz. But the Taz was one of the greatest poskim. And we do have a psak here. And the Taz says, it would be better to learn less hours, but to achieve more with your learning than adding on another hour or two. And this Taz once again proves my understanding in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Yediyas HaTorah. And therefore, that is what should dictate all our endeavors in Talmud Torah. You have to learn in a way, in a derech, that will enhance your knowledge, your understanding, your havona, and your bekiyas. And that principle is more important than any other principle of Talmud Torah. And maybe that is the reason that the Rambam, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Satsa Yud Aleph, when the Rambam deals with the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Rambam says that the most basic source is Vishinanto. That is the source of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Rambam adds on, Shemitzvah Zu Nichpala Arbe Pa'omi. But the Rambam only brings the posuk of Vishinanto. Why? Why? Why not Vilimadatev? Maybe because Vishinanto is the posuk from which we learn, Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechadodim Beficho. So this is the posik which teaches us not only the mitzvah, but also the essence of the mitzvah, and its underlying basis. The most important principle in Talmud Torah is Vishinantom, Shiyu, Divrei Torah, Mekudodum, Lefichu. If the Torah wants to teach us the importance of Shiyu, Divrei Torah, Mekudodum, Lefichu, why is it in the context of Vishinantom, Levonecho? Why is it in the context of a mitzvah which basically deals not with a mitzvah upon a person to learn himself, but actually the source of the mitzvah l'lamed l'acherim? It is from this same posuk, Vishinantum Lovanachal, that Chazal say a person has a mitzvah to teach Talmidim. Bonecho Elo HaTalmidim. So I always had a feeling, and it's a very strong feeling. As long as you learn on your own, a person could very easily fool himself. You know, sometimes we go through a sugya and we understand be'erech. Be'erech, somewhat. But when you gotta teach Torah, you gotta give a shiur, and you have to pass on what you learn to others, that is the ultimate test of understanding. And if you want to teach what you don't really thoroughly understand yourself, know that that's a sin. Don't even try, because you cannot be successful. When you teach Torah, it has to be Torah with clarity, Torah with beauty. Rosh Lakish says in Medrash, Kol HaMoitzi Divrei Torah, Ve'einom Areivim Al Oznei Shomeyem, Mutav Loi Shelo Amaram. So, in this same posik from which we learn the chiyuv to teach Torah, not only to your children, but also to Talmidim, Vishinantam Lavanecho, it is here that the Torah says, Vishinantam, Shiyidivra Torah Mechadodam Lefich. Do you remember the continuation of this Mamar Chazal in Kedushin Daf Lamed? Vishinantam, Shiyidivra Torah Mechadodam Lefich. She'im Yishol Chodam, Al Tegam Geim V'toyim Aloi. Why do Chazal once again emphasize Shiyidivra Torah Mechadodam Lefich in the context of She'im Yishol Chodam? I mean, don't we have to understand Torah clearly and thoroughly for ourselves, not only for others? It is far more important when you teach Torah to others. Shiyidivrei Torah Mechadodam Lefich, Shiim Yishol Chodom Al Tegamgem V'Toyim. So most of what we discussed today deals with various aspects and chalokim of mitzvahs Talmud Torah.
On the note that Yediyas HaTorah is the essence of Talmud Torah, would it be more important to learn, let's say, Bikiyut and know like more areas of Torah, or to learn Be'iyun and know it better?
What's your name?
Moshe.
So Moshe asks, if we assume, and for me it seems quite clear that we should assume, that the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Yediyas HaTorah, how would that fit into the context? Another very basic question, what's more important, Iyun or Bekiyus? Should we spend more time covering more ground, learning more material, or spend more time in the sugya to understand its depth? I think the first person that dealt with this question and tried to give a responsible answer is Rashi. And Rashi on this same Mame Chazal in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, when the Gemara says, V'shinantom, Shiyidivrei Torah Mechadodam Lefichu. And that brings to mind, so what does that mean, Iyun or Bekiyus? Rashi says, Chazor aleihem uvdoik la'oimkon. So, does Rashi leave us with the same shaila? No. Rashi doesn't leave us with the shaila. Rashi says that this principle of Shiyidi v'tonim v'chadodim v'fichu demands both. Chazor aleihem uvdoik la'oimkon. Because Yediyas HaTorah doesn't only mean knowing a little about a lot. It also means knowing a lot about a little. It doesn't only mean, you know, having a vague idea and concept about many halachas. It also demands thorough and clear knowledge of whatever you learn. And therefore Rashi, on this same Mame Chazal, Shiyidivitorim Chadodim Afiho, Rashi is Mefarish Chazor Aleihem, Uvdoik Lo'imkon. Exactly the balance? That is a very difficult question. And I don't even think the same answer could be given to everyone. It's a very individual question. And there are many darkei halimud. In the Messiah of Klal Yisrael and the Messiah of Yeshivas, there always were various darkei limud. The proper balance between Iyun and Bekiyus is a question that is dependent on various darkei limud, but it is a question that should be addressed by Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbonim, knowing the inclinations and the talents of their Talmidim. Some boys, I think, should be spending more time with Bekias than with Ian. Others should be spending more time with Ian than Bekias. But that is a question which I cannot give a general answer. All I could say is, Rashi deals with that question. Rashi says, Chazor aleinu v'doikla ayukon, and both within the context of Ishinantem, Shiyu divrei Torah mechudodim b'fichu. Shiyu divrei Torah mechudodim b'fichu on one hand means, Yodei halacha b'kol mokim v'omroi. On the other hand, it means and demands, Al tegamgim v'toymaloi. Your response should be clear, it should be concise, it should be with depth. So there is no other way. There is no easy way. There are no shortcuts. Chazor aleinu v'doikla'im kon. There is also a lav on shichachas Torah, and that would be one of the surprising chalukim of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. That's not a gemara in kedushin, but rather two sources in Shas. It's a Mishnah Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches of Maseches Avos, and a gemara Menuchas Tzadik Testament Beis. Actually, Menuchas Tzadik Testament Beis is a machlokes amiroim. According to one, Amoira Yezoiva Balav. The other says, Shnei Lavim. The other says, Sholosh Lavim. Ishomalacho, Pentishkach Esadvorim. So this Posek says, Ishomalacho, Ushmoen Ashchumahoid, Pentishkach Esadvorim, Asheroo Einecho. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's one, two, or three Lavim. But the Rambam in Talmud Torah, and the tool, and the Shulchan Aruch and Chas Talmud Torah, none of them bring this. If it's a lav, and there's no machlokes. In Menuchas Tzadik Tes, on the base we find no machlokes. So why doesn't the Rambam bring this Aruch and Chas Talmud Torah? What does it mean, Kol HaShocheach Dovar Echot Mitalmudoi? There's no one in the world that wasn't Mekayim, this Isser, of Kol HaShocheach Dovar Echot Mitalmudoi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, one of the greatest Tanuim, says twice in Masechta Seidiyos, Shomati v'shochachti. Hillel HaZoken, maybe, perhaps the greatest Tana. Hillel HaZoken says in Psochem Daf Samach Vav, Halacha Zu, Shomati v'shochachti. Shechacha is natural phenomena, just like hunger or thirst. Everybody forgets. Everybody becomes hungry. Everybody is thirsty. Everybody forgets. The Gemara emphasizes, if it's la'onesoi, then the person doesn't overrun anything. Only if it's, how would we say, if you forgot it on purpose. How could someone forget on purpose? I mean, there is no button, you know, no mode button which activates forgetfulness. So, when is a person overbelav? Obviously. And that is the Pshat Nirashi, and that's the Gemara Sadik Desub Beis. If you didn't do your utmost to remember, then you are responsible and accountable for forgetting Divrei Torah. That means you constantly have to chazor, you have to do whatever could be possibly done to remember your learning. And there's a machloikis. Rabbeinu Yaina, in his Perasha Masechta Sovas, maintains that this mamar refers only to Rabbonim. Special privilege of Rabbonim. We have a special lav that the laymen don't have. So Rabbeinu Yonah interprets this Mishnah, a poisek, a moira heroa. I mean, it's a terrible responsibility. And if you forgot the halacha, sometimes you could be a machti as a rabbi. And that's just terrible to think about. You know, sometimes you could give a psak, which is not the right psak. And it is because you didn't do enough to remember your learning. So Rabbeinu Yonah interprets this Mishnah as dealing only with poskim, people that bear the responsibility of giving psukim to others. But the Bar Tanura has a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says over balav, shnei lavim shleishu lav, but the Mishnah doesn't say over balav. Mala olav akosuv kilu meschayev benashoy. The Bar Tanura explains, Torah is a shmirah. If you forget your Torah, then you're minimizing your shmirah, and therefore, ki'ilu mischayev benash. But my basic feeling is, because it is not only difficult, but virtually impossible to define this lav. What does it mean, kol ha-shecheach dovar echod mitalmudoi? I mean, the Gemara says, la'onsoi, then It's not a transgression, it's not an aveda. But this is something impossible to define. Does that mean we have to chazal every second, every 2 seconds, every 5 minutes? I mean, could there be any hagdora at which stage, at which point a person is oiv of alav? I think that is why the Rambam and the Torah interpreted this Gemara. It's not a halacha, it's more a musa. It's minig chasidus. It's a hanhoga ru'uya. After all, the Mishnah, which is the basic source, doesn't say oiv of alav. The Mishnah says, Mala ozo olavakoso ke'ilu nischayev b'nashoy. The Gemara says oiv of alav. Sometimes oiv of alav doesn't actually mean alav. The Rambam maintains that this is not aloha, this is musa. There are very many mamora musa in Shas that are not brought in the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah basically is a halachic sefer. And therefore the Rambam, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, even though they both dealt with great length in Hilchos Talmud Torah, this is a mamor that we do not find neither in Rambam nor in Torah nor in Shulchan Aruch. But it is a very important mamor. Because we see the importance of Talmud, the importance of remembering Divrei Torah. And I think it once again proves that the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is knowing Torah. And therefore, Yediyas HaTorah is not only a goal, but Shichachas HaTorah is an Aveira, is a transgression. And it is extremely important to maintain your level of Yediyas HaTorah and your level of lamdus and understanding and your level of Torah. So at the end of today's shiur, we dealt with the issur of shichachas Torah. And most of the shiur, I emphasize that the essence of mitzvah talmud Torah is yediyas Torah. And this is also a question I've been asked countless times. Sometimes young b'nei Torah like you turn to me out of frustration. How does one remember whether I have any skulas for Zikoroi? I wish I would. I wish I would. You know, I wish I could tell you, say, Vayehi Noyim 3 times in the morning and eat 2 Shinei Shum in the evening and then say Mizmor HaDavid and you're going to remember whatever you learn. I wish I would have some fabulous skulas, but I don't. And I don't think anyone has. The only real skula is what the Chofetz Chaim said. The Chofetz Chaim is once asked to give a skula for Zikoro in learning. And the Chofetz Chaim just quoted the Pasuk in the first Perek of Tehillim. Ki im b'toyres Hashem cheftzoi. When all your heart is in learning, and all your aspirations are in learning, and you love Torah, if you enjoy what you're learning, and you're really into it, that is the greatest school of Zikoron. Nobody forgets the names of his children, right? Did you ever find anybody, you know, Baruch Hashem, in our community, we have some really big families. Yeah, I know some people that have 15 kids, 18 kids, but did you ever meet anyone that just forgets what his son's name is, or his daughter's name is, or his Einiklich names? I mean, there are some people that have a great many grandchildren, but you never forget the name of your grandchildren because you love them so dearly and they mean so much to you. You never forget what is very close to your heart. So the Chofetz Chaim said, the greatest gula for Zikaron is Ki im b'toyras Hashem chevtza. That's a posuk in the first capital in Tehillim. But there's another posuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Yutes. That's the longest perek. Kuf Yutes, posuk Tes Zayin, Dov the Melech says, V'chi koisechu eshtasho, lo eshkach dvorecho. And I think that is the source that the Chofetz Chaim should have quoted. And the Radak on this posuk writes, "Kishani mezbainen behem, ani mishtasheya behem. Lefichoch lo eshkachem, ki heim li לסוסוין ולשמחת לבב. When I learn, כשאני מתבונן בהם, אני משתשע בהם. לפיכך לא אשכחים, כי הם לי לסוסוין ולשמחת לבב. The more you love Torah, the more you enjoy Torah, the better you will remember. That is the greatest school. There are some other schools, Midas Toivos. Some of us probably remember the Gemara in Tanis Dav Zayin, Toilanim Shel Olamayim. Mayim manichim makom gavoa v'yordim lamakom namoch. Av divrei Torah, einam miskaimin, elo b'mi shedato yishpelo. So when you work on your Midas, Midas Toivos is a school of Zikoron, but the most potent school, the most important school is Kiyim v'toilas Hashem Cheftzoy. וחיכוסך הוא השתשו, לא אשכח דבריך. לא אשכחם כי הם לי לססון ולשמחת לבב. If you enjoy what you're learning, if you love what you learn, then מציאת הדשמיה, you will remember. And that is my brocha to all of you, to each and every of the wonderful young B'nai Torah sitting here. We should all be זויכת ושעשוע של Torah. The pleasure of understanding, the joy of understanding. A Beis Medrash should be the most lively, the happiest place on earth. This is where you should have your fun. Bein kos le Beis Medrash. Tiul bepardes. The most wonderful journey we could ever imagine is the journey in Pardes. The Pardes HaTorah. Joy of understanding a sugya. The pleasure of really getting a svora. The knowledge that we went through the entire sugya. And we have the clarity of HaTorah HaSveikas. Of the various Yesoides, the many Shittas. That is the greatest gula for remembering our Torah. So, that is my brucha to all of you. You learn in a wonderful yeshiva. I know most of the ramim. And just take advantage. Take advantage of every moment you have to learn. Nobody knows what his future is. Maybe some of you will be marbitzei Torah. I hope many of you will be tremendous lamdoni, but obviously some of you, one stage or another, will have to make it in the big world or in the small world. I don't know where the big world is, but I could only guess some of you will be doctors, lawyers, professionals. But never forget these wonderful years you had in yeshiva. And I hope you always be mishtasheya b'divrei Torah. And you'll always be able to say, v'chukosecho eshtasho, lo eshkach dvorecho. So in another week or so, is Yom Kabbalas HaTorah. And we have to make the utmost of the coming week, hachona la Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah demands hachona. Shloshis Yimei Hagbala are essentially Shloshis Yimei Achona. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Beizayin, Moshe hoisef yom echod medatoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiskim al yado. The Chiddush Arim said, why was Moshe moisef yom echod medatoi? Because every mitzvah demands Achona. The only mitzvah to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded Achona is Kabbalas HaTorah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, prepare yourselves 3 days, that preparation is a mitzvah. So it demands an additional hachon. So rechachon al hachon. Because the basic hachon was a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded Shlosh Yishimei Hagbola. So the day that Moshe added on was an additional day of hachon. We have so much work to do, I don't even think a week would be enough. So let's make the most of it and let's take advantage of the days we have before Chag HaShavuos. to prepare ourselves as we should to Kabbalah Satorah and the schus of Talmud Torah. We should all be zoicha, the Pseudus Tzoidus, Yeshua's Menachamois, and the schus of Talmud Torah. We should be zoicha v'korov yomeinu to Yeshua's Israel, and be as Goel Tzedek, v'mheru v'yom.